Parshas Vayishlach. Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi Perek Lamed Peis Posek Chofei. Yaakov remained alone. Vayeovek Ish Imoi Adalois Hashacha. And an Ish, a man, struggled with him until the Alois Hashacha. Very vague looking Posek. And we know Chazal tell us that the Ish is, of course, the Sorei Shel Esav. We've discussed this on other occasions. We're not going to discuss that tonight. We're going to discuss, Be'ez Hashem, the first three words in this pasuk. Vayivoser Yaakov levadoi, and Yaakov remained alone. So Rashi tells us, he's quoting a Gemara. What does that mean, he remained alone? Shochach pachim ktanim. He forgot small jugs. V'chozar aleim, he went back to fetch them. Now, we know that Rashi is always mazbi al derech hapshat. Where did Rashi see this in the pasuk? So the das zakenim ala teila bali atosus, one of the gedolei rishonim, quotes a chazal, as it were. Although I'm not sure if it's actually a chazal, but the word levadoi vayivoser Yaakov levadoi, the base could almost be interchanged with a chaf. Very similar looking letters, such that it would then read, Vayivoser Yaakov Lakadoi, for his jug. That's where he sees it in the Pasuk, the Mizrahi, the Baratanura, as I say, Falatera, he also says that. Interestingly, the Das HaKeinim suggests alternatively that maybe you don't have to exchange the base. Keep it there, Labadoi. We know there exists, we see this in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, what exists is called the base Habad. It's always the wine press all day. Olive press. So the levadoi is also a reference to olives or oil, or what do you put, where do you keep those? In the pach. Either way, Chazal saw in this pasuk, and as I mentioned, Rashi's quoting a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Chulin, and the Gemara tells us that all the kelim hachashuvim he'd already transferred, his family, his livestock, his kelim, all of that had gone. He forgot the pachim ketanim. That's what he went back for. Why was it so important for him to go back for? And here we have the famous phrase, and we'd like to try and explain this. Says the Gemara Mikan, from here you see that tzadikim choviv aleihem memoinom yeser migufam. More precious to them is their money, even more than their own guf. And that's why Yaakov was prepared, literally, to be moiser nefesh in the middle of the night, dangerous. As indeed eventually happened, he got involved in a struggle. He was moiser nefesh, why? For pachim ketanim. We would think meaningless or almost meaningless mundane assets. And no, he went back for it because choviv aleihem memoinom. And obviously, this needs some very serious explanation. What does Chazal mean by this? To the contrary, I would have expected that maybe Rishonim choviv aleihem memoinom. Moment is so important to them, tzadikim choviv aleihem memoinom. It doesn't seem to be in fitting with everything we've ever learned and ever been taught to repudiate Gashmias, and it's not important. And here, no, Chaviv Aleim Mamayinam. How can that be? How can that be? There is, initially I saw it quoted as a Medrash, but through the help of Project Bar Ilan on my computer, I can say with absolute certainty that it's no Medrash, at least that appears in Bar Ilan. But I did find that it's a marshal. There's a pirush on the Torah called Tzedol Aderech, one of the Mephoroshim to Rashi. He quotes a marshal. Marshal is not quite a Rishon, but a Berli Eli Achron. So we certainly have to treat what he says with very serious caution. And he says as follows: Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this pasuk, he also says that when he says Levadoi, you have to read it as Lekadoi, for his jug. He went back for his jug. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ato nosato nafshecha. You gave your nefesh, your moisa nefesh, al pachim ketanim bishvili. You are moisa nefesh to retrieve these pachim ketanim for me. Therefore, I will repay you. How so? Ashaleim lebonecho. I will repay your descendants the pach cotton with a small jug, where will that be? Bimei Chashmonoim Deneis Chanukah. Adkan. With the obvious questions being, twofold. Firstly, why is this midah keneged midah? Because he went back for the pachim ketanim, that's why there was zeicher to the neis of the pach kotens. Of course, the obvious relationship is pach, but it's not just a gzeir shover. It must be a midah keneged midah, essentially. And also very troubling, what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are meisa nefesh to retrieve the pachim ketanim bishvili, for me. What does it mean? He went back to get the Pachim Ketanim for me, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? He went back to get the Pachim Ketanim, presumably to put oil in, as we said before. That's what you use, the Pachim Ketanim. It doesn't say that these were kelim used in the Beis HaMikdash or any Dovah Ruchni. So what does it mean, Bishvili? So these are the three questions that we'd like to try and address. Number one, what does it mean, Tzadikim Choviv Aleim Moinam? Money is very precious to them. Number two, why was it midah keneged midah? Because he went back to retrieve the pachim ketanim. That's why the Nes Hanukkah occurred. And thirdly, what does it mean in the Medrash when it's marshal that he went back to get the pachim ketanim bishvili for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean? So, I'd like to share with you an approach which is collated from a number of various sources. But there seems to be a common theme in a lot of Sforim, and that's what I'd like to share with you tonight. It's interesting to note, just as an aside, fascinating observation by the Achrayim. There is a Sefer al HaTorah, it's called the Sifsei Koyim. The Sifsei Koyim Meshach. This is not the Shach who is the Meforosh on the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Shach, a Talmud of the Arizal. And he writes there, that if you remember in last week's parasha, in parasha's Vayetze, that's the first time we find a mention of oil. Vayitzoik shemen ala Evan. Yaakovinu poured shemen on the Evan, and that's where he took the neder, and he says, I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me a beged and lechem, and then I will make a neder aser asrenu loch. So it says there, in the Sifsei Koyin, a fascinating thing. That oil was revealed to him miraculously. Where on earth did Yaakov even have oil from at that moment? It was revealed to him miraculously. And then he says, that wasn't the end of the story. That oil was the same oil that was used hundreds and hundreds of years later, the Shemen HaMashicha, to anoint all the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the oil that was used to anoint all the kings in Klal Yisrael. That was the oil that appeared in the times of Eliyahu HaNavi. Remember the story with the miracle where he told the woman to pour the
Elisha.
And it was more and more and more oil, and it kept on going. The Oisoi HaPach, and that very same Pach, he concludes, Nizgale Gam L'Bnei Chashmonoi. In the times of the Nes Hanukkah, this is the old miracle Pach, that's all the way back from Yaakov Avinu to the Neis HaMikdash, to the Malachim, to Elisha, to Ibad Yohu, to the Neis Hanukkah. In fact, I saw some sefer in Droshas, he says a phenomenal thing. We're going to be saying, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of weeks, in Ala Nisim, Ravto es Rivom, Danto es Dinom, Nokanto es Tikmosom. Says the Chassam Sefer, Ravto, Danto, Nokamto, Reish, Dalad, Nun. Reish, Dalad, Nun is the letters of Neder. Says the Chassam Sefer, Remez le Neder HaRishoyin. This is a throwback to the original Neder, which is Nidrei Shel Yaakov. The Neder that Yaakov made, because over there, B'shom Hoyrid Lo Yaakovish Baruch Hu Shemen Min HaShomayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down from him miraculously oil from heaven, and this was the V'hainu Pachim Ktanim Sheshochach Yaakov. Says the Chassam Sefer, when he went back to fetch these Pachim Ktanim, it was the Pach that originally became revealed to him in last week's parasha miraculously. And in fact continued its whole miraculous trail through the times of Elisha and the kings and the Beis HaMikdash, and eventually that was the Pach that the Kohen Gadol found. Some, in fact, explain that's what it means when we say in Mo'iz Tzur, Umi Noisar Kankanim Nasa Nesa Sheshanim. What does it mean, Mi Noisar Kankanim? Mi Noisar, from the remnants of the Kankanim, that's where the miracle was produced. Some explain that's what it means. This was a remnant. From who? From the times of Yaakov Avinu. Ad Kedei Kach, many years ago, was once suggested, everybody knows, how can we even have a Hanukkah or approach Hanukkah without mentioning the question of the Beis Yosef, why is Hanukkah 8 days, it should only have been seven. One of the tirutzim of the Beis Yosef is that no, they found enough oil to light for 1 day, but they split it up into eights. Each night they only lit 1 8, so every day of the 8 there was a miracle. So the question is asked, how are they allowed to do that? Ein semchin al hanes. They should have put the oil, all of it, in the first night, and then tomorrow, if we have oil, we do, and if we don't, we don't. Ein semchin al hanes. So some explain, no, here was different, because this shemen is very muchzak benissim. This, we're talking about miracle oil. You cannot take, as it were, ordinary, mundane oil, and then hope for the best, be reliant on a miracle. But this shemen was muchzik benissim, and a thousands of years history of miraculous activity from the times of Yaakov Avinu, Pashas Vayetze, he went back for him, Pashas Vayishlach, Elisha, Ebad Yohu, the kings, the Beis Hamikdash, and eventually the Kohen Gadol, but there's no concern of Ein Semchin Aramis. But either way, back to our subject. So we're trying to work out what were the significance of these Pachim Ketanim, so much so that Chazal say, Choviv Aleim Moinom, money is so precious. What was the Bishvili? You went back to get the Pachim Ketanim Bishvili, and what was the Mido Keneged Mido that then eventually precipitated the whole Nes of Chanukah? We open up a Mesilas Yeshorim in Perek Aleph, and the Mesilas Yeshorim, the whole Sefer, is a must read. But Perek Aleph, where he tells us in absolutely clear terms, what is the function of Olam Hazeh? Why are we here? What are we here to do? And he says that we know in many, many, many places, this is all very familiar to us, Chazal describe Olam Hazeh as being, for example, a proizdor. A proizdor is a antechamber, they call it, but a corridor is good enough, in front of the traklin. Or there's another Gemara that says that this world is like Erev Shabbos and the world to come is like Shabbos, and many, many other Tat Mamorim, all really in the same vein, where the idea is, as the Siddur Sashorim says, Klalei Shel Dover, what's the general common denominator between all these Mamori Chazal? Ha'odom Loi Nivra, a person was not created Ba'avur Matzavoi Ba'olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is nothing more than a means to an end. It is not an end in itself. That's the principle. Elo ba'avur matzavoi ba'olam haba. Happens to be, he says, matzavoi, his existence in Olam Hazeh, hu emtsoi l'matzavoi ba'olam haba. It's an emtsoi, it's a vehicle to get you to Olam Haba, shehu tachlisoi, that is a tachlis. Of course, we're familiar with this principle. This is Mamish, one of the Yesodei Hadas, one of the absolute tenets of our Hashkafa, that we are only here in Olam Hazeh as a means to an end. It's not an end in itself. Says the Mesilas Yeshorim, therefore, everything in this world, if used correctly, can be used in order to get to this purpose. Ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'odom. Everything in this world, however big or however small, can be used, if correctly, for the purpose of forwarding myself into Olam Haba. But not as an end in itself. Such that everything is used for the right tachlis, as he writes, Hu mis'ale, he will eventually grow from that. V'ha'olam mis'ale imod. He brings the classic example, also in last week's parasha. Big argument between the 12 stones of Yaakov. Everyone says, Olai Yoniach HaTzadik. What was the big desperation? Why were they so keen, every one of them, for the Tzadik to rest? And then the answer is, because everything a Tzadik does is for Ruchnias purposes. If you use a Dobor Gashmi, like a stone, there is nothing more physical and mundane than an inanimate stone. But if that's used by a tzaddik, then ultimately the tzaddik becomes elevated and the stone becomes elevated with it. And that's why they wanted to rely underneath Yaakov Avinu's head. And he says, that's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, this is a Medrash in Keheles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, took Adam HaRishon round for a guided tour of Olam Haba, of Gan Eden. That's what it says. And it says, he showed him Re'ei Nokloi Bechziroi Al Kol Ilonei Gan Eden. Showed him all the trees. And he said to him, look at this. Come on, Noem U'mushubochim. How beautiful is the world that I've created for you. And then he gave him a word of warning. He says, be careful now. Kol Masha Borasi, everything that you see that I've created is for you. Pay attention. Tendaitcho Shaloi Tekalkel V'tachriv Es Olami. Don't ruin my world. Now what does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving Adam HaRishon gardening instructions. Here they're all my trees. Make sure they're all trimmed nicely. That's what he was saying to him. What he was saying was that the purpose of this world is in order for you to be Mis'aleh. Make sure you use my world properly. That's what it means. Don't be makalkal my world. And that's what the Mesirat Yesharim says. We have all these yesoides that this world is a praise day. This world is just Erev Shabbos. We all understand that the tachlis is not the praise day. The tachlis is the palace, that the praise day is a vehicle to get you there. Again, if we throw back to last week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu makes a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, please could you give me lechem le'echol u'beged lilboish, bread to eat, clothes to wear. Many Mepharshim ask, why is it necessary to add those extra two words? You clearly can't wear bread and you cannot eat clothes. It could have just said beged v'lechem. And the Kliokar over there explains on that pasuk that no, what he was stressing was yitin loy lechem k'dei lechol. Ubeged kedei lilvosh. Whatever I need, I need. I don't need anything extra. V'lo yitin lo yimoisaros. Whatever I need to sustain myself is necessary. If you view olam hazeh as an end in itself, the more food the better. Whether you need it or not, it doesn't matter. Eat, drink, be merry. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the whole function of olam hazeh. No, olam hazeh is a means to an end. Nothing more than that. If we look at Olam HaZeh like this, then it's an altogether different look at Olam HaZeh. The way that Rishoyim, the way that Goyim would look at it. Again, when we eat, what are we actually involved with? We're being ma'aleh the food, we're being mis'aleh ourselves. As a vehicle, a means to an end. Now, the English contingent will certainly remember Rabbi Yosef Gerber, Dr. Gerber from As Menin, who now lives in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. I once heard from him a beautiful chat in a pasuk in Parshas Yisro. Yisro joins Klal Yisrael, and the Torah writes, Vayikach Yisro, Chosem Moshe. Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe, what did he take? Oila uzvachim lelekim. Took karbonas for Hashem. Vayovei Aaron, came along Aaron, v'chol zikne Yisrael, le'echol lechem, he took karbonas, they took bread. Said Dr. Gerber, Rabbi Yosef Gerber, that's what the Apostle is telling us. The Yisrael, who's coming from the years of non-Jewish ideology, karbonas is lelekim, but what's that got to do with lechem? Come along, Aaron, the Zikni Yisrael, they taught him that, no, the whole Zikni Yisrael, lechel lechem, you can eat bread and that can also be lelekim. Goy doesn't view eating as such. Goy, what's eating? Eating is all about indulging. No. Lechem can also be lelekim. And of course, this reminds us very much of the Seder night. The Rosha comes along and he asks the question, Mo ho avoido hazois lochem. What is this avoido? And what do we answer back? V'amartem zevach pesach hu lashem. So of course, there's much discussion. The main question is, we get all upset. Lochem. Lochem v'loy loy. The Chochem also says that. The Chochem also says, Mo Eidos v'achukim, Eschem, why is he better? And we get all very angry with the Rosh. Lefisha hoitzi atzmo min haklal. We knock out his teeth. What's going on over here? You know what the pshat is? The Kliokah hints to this there in Pasha's boy. Do you know what the word lochem means? Mo avoy lazeis lochem. What does Rashi say in the beginning of Parshat Lech Lecha? Lech Lecha L'Toivoscha U'Lahano'oscha. Do you know what the Rosh's question is really? Moho Avoido. I come to stay the night, all I see is everybody's eating and drinking. You eat the matzahs and you eat the morin. You eat the karpas and you have a whole suda and then you're drinking cups of wine. How can this be Avoido? It's Lochem. It's L'Toivoscham V'Lahano'oscham. It just seems to be everyone having a jolly good time over here. And you call that Avoido? Because the Rosha doesn't understand that lechem can also be leleikin. How does he view eating? Eating. What's that got to do with ruchnius? What do we tell him? V'amartem zevach pesach hu lashem. It's true it's a zevach. What's a zevach? It's a korban that we eat. That can also be lashem. That's not a stira. He doesn't understand that. Lefisha hoitzi atzmoy min haklal, some explaining, including Rishonim. Do you know what it means? He took atzmoy min haklal. Who's atzmoy? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gemara says Titus the Rosh stabbed the Pareches and he thought that he killed atzmoy. He killed Hashem. He took atzmoy out of the picture. He sees eating. He doesn't see anything to do with ruchnius over there. He takes Kodesh Baruch Hu out of the picture. Ah, you don't understand what eating's about. Hakei Shinov to knock out his teeth. What does he need teeth for? He doesn't understand what eating is all about. We understand that you can have lechem lelekim. It can be a zevach, pesach, lashem. He doesn't understand that. Moro avoido lochem. How can this be avoido? Service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's lochem. It's not teves chamelan oschem. No. It's a zevach, pesach, lashem. And if you don't understand, man, you don't understand what eating is all about. So you might as well do without teeth. Hakei Shinov. So we come back now to the Gemara. Many explain that this is the Pshat. Tzadikim choviv aleihem m'moinom. What does it mean, choviv aleihem m'moinom? Not because they view their money as a form of spending power. They view their money as yet another opportunity to propel myself into Olam Haba, to be Mis'aleh. That's why it's choviv aleihem. And therefore it can be the biggest to the smallest. He went back for the Pachim Ketanim because Yaakov Avinu was teaching us a crucial lesson over here that there's no such thing as something that was unnecessary. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me Pachim Ketanim, however seemingly small and insignificant, I have to view that as a means to an end to be able to rise in Ruchnis. And that's why he was Moisa Nefesh. It's too important to miss out on. Listen to the most incredible Rashi. We need to know this. We say this every day of our lives. Every day we say, B'chol levavcha yachalav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol levavcha, B'chol nafshecha, B'chol moedecha. Say the Rishonim. It's a Rashba in Tshuva, it's Rabbeinu Bachai as well. B'chol levavcha is Avraham Avinu, B'chol nafshecha is Yitzchak Avinu, B'chol moedecha is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's eternal legacy is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol mo'edecha, meaning use your money for the right purpose. Understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it to you. That's why he went back for the Pachim Ketanim. That's what the Rashba tells us. So does Rabbeinu Bachai also in Pashas Vayeschanan. So I think we understand now, two of our questions have been answered. What does it mean, Choviv Aleihem Mamoinam? Why is money so precious to tzaddikim? The answer is not because of how much they can buy themselves and indulge, but rather because they view it as a vehicle, another opportunity to service the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. That's our second question answered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ato nasato nafshecha. You went back to the Pachim Ketanim Bishvili. You didn't go for the Pachim Ketanim because you didn't know where to store your oil. You viewed Pachim Ketanim as yet another opportunity to do Avodas Hashem. That's where you went back, it's Bishvili. Because you saw in Pachim Ketanim as well, here is an opportunity for Ruchnis. This is a Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. It might just be Lechem. Something seemingly insignificant. It could be Lechem Leleikim as well. It's not just L'Tevaschem L'Ana'aschem. That's what it means, Bishvili. So what's that got to do with the Nes Chanukah? And the answer is, it has everything to do with the Nes Chanukah. When you think about it, it's so obvious. What is the entire Hashkofa of Yavon? The entire Hashkofa of Yavon is service of the Guf. They, of course, are the founders of the Olympic movement, which is a celebration of the Guf. In the original Olympics, it needs to be known, the participants used to run and perform all the sports not wearing clothes. That was the whole avoda over here, service and celebration of the goof, which is an absolute antithesis of Yaakovinu's legacy. The hashkafa of Yavon is that gashmus is totally, completely disconnected to ruchnius. There is no point of connection. And if a person has been given a goof, then we must serve the goof for the purpose of the goof. And that's what it is. That is the whole hashkafa of Yavon. In fact, the Maral tells us in his Sefer Ner Mitzvah that of course they were opposed, Yavon, to Torah and Mitzvah generally, but specifically to the Beis HaMikdash. That's how we find. They came in, the Timuk HaLashmanim, they came into the Beis HaMikdash to defile the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is, as it were, our point of connection between us, Eirin Olam Hazeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, the Shomayim. That's why they were so opposed to the Beis HaMikdash, because that's absolutely antithetical to their whole outlook on life. Their outlook on life is, if you're here in Olam Hazeh, then that's what it's all about. It's not a means to an end. It's an end in itself. And the Beis HaMikdash is the exact opposite. The Beis HaMikdash is, by the way, and perhaps not just by the way, the very place where we take mundane animals and we make them into a Zevach Leilei King. It's when we take Shemen and we light it Ner Lamoir for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, says the Maral, that the Yavan was so opposed to the Indian of the Beis HaMikdash, because that absolutely opposes the whole Ashkafa. What's the Beis HaMikdash? Point of contact between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have any point of contact with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about us, and that's where it ends. And that, in conclusion, is of course the pshat in a very famous Chazal, a Medrash, right at the beginning of the Torah. It says that Yavon, what did they do? They wrote on the Keren of a Shoyr, they said to Klal Yisrael, Ein lochem chelek b'elekei Yisrael. You have no chelek, you have no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yisrael living here. We view ourselves as being ultimately and constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything we're involved with is service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were preaching the opposite. Whatever you see, that's what it is. It's service of the goof. There is no Beis HaMikdash. It's all a end in itself. That's what Yavon's Hashkafa is in us. And therefore, we understand very well that was the Midah Kenegad Midah. Yaakov Avinu, who was Mois the Nefesh for these Pachim Katanim. Why? Bishvili. Because he saw even in the mundane, in the smallest, cheapest item, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it to me, B'chol Mo'idecha. Yaakov Avinu's eternal legacy is B'chol Mo'idecha. Yaakov Avinu taught us what it really means to eat Lechem Leilokim, to have a Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. Therefore, it's in his Zechus that we were ultimately Zoicha to the Neis Chanukah. How are we able to overcome Yavon and all of their ideology? When they were busy preaching to the world, celebrate the goof, it's all about the goof, and that's where it ends. It's not a vehicle to, it's not a means to an end, it's an end in itself. So how do we overcome that? We overcame that with Yaakov Avinu's Hashkofa. When he taught us, B'chol Mo'idecho, V'hatoyes Hashem Aleikecho, B'chol Mo'idecho, it's not a celebration of the goof. It's not using gashmius for the sake of using gashmius, it's just a praise day. It's just the Bechinas Erev Shabbos. Therefore, Midah Keneged Midah, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. Because you were Moisa Nefesh for the Pachim Ketanim, but that's the key word, it was Bishvili. Therein lies Yaakovinu's whole Hashkofa. Because you went back for the Pachim Ketanim, Bishvili, for the purpose of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you therefore implanted in Klal Yisrael forevermore this great Hashkofa, B'chol Mo'idecho. The Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem, the Lechem Leilokim, that's how you can overcome Yavon. Yavon's Hashkofa is the exact opposite. Celebration of the goof. We don't want a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is the connection between Gashmius and Ruchnius. That's why they were so opposed to it. That's how we overcame it. We could just add now one line, how wonderful it is, therefore, where did these Pachim Ketanim begin? We said he went back for these Pachim Ketanim, but we were taught by the Chassam Sofer and others that these were the Pachim Ketanim that appeared to him last week. In Parshas Vayetze, where did that happen? Ein Zerki and Beis Elokim v'zer Shara Shomayim. That took place in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. The Beis HaMikdash is our point of connection. Take animals, be makadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our whole chibur between Gashmius and Ruchnius. And precisely over there, that's where this Shemen began its long tail. And accompanied us for Deire Deiris. Parshas Vayetze, Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Inu goes back for them. Without the anointed, the kings, anointed all the Kalim, the Nase of Elisha, and eventually the Nase Hanukkah. And so that's what we're being taught today. It's really all one big circle. So really, therefore, all the questions are answered. Chaviv Aleihem Mamonim, why is it that Tzadikim cherish their money? Because they view it as an opportunity to Mekadesh the Gashmias and ultimately Mekadesh themselves. And that's why he went back to the Pachim Ketanim Bishvili, for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that Zechus, you clearly understand what it means to be loved and be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Moed Echa. You will therefore ultimately enjoy victory over Yavon. They preach the opposite, but we are the nation that believes that it's got to be Lechem Leilokim, Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem, it's got to be Pachim Ketanim Bishvili. And that ultimately brought us about the Nase of Hanukkah. Thank you.